What we have witnessed with A5 is nothing short of government failure. 18 years since the executive first gave the scheme the green light, and still not an inch of road delivered. The delays are not down to bad luck. They are the result of systematic failure by the department and by this executive to deliver critical infrastructure. Time and time again, legal challenges have succeeded because the department did not do its job properly, because the statutory processes were mishandled, because climate responsibilities were ignored, because the basics, the absolute basics, were not done right. The judge was clear that it was as a result of a series of shortcomings and shortcuts by the department. This is not just a technical failure. It is a failure that has cost lives. Families were promised action. Those promises have been broken, and while we delay, communities in the North West suffer the consequences. The A5 is a lifeline for safety, for the regional growth and for all island connectivity. This is about economic justice as much as it's about public safety. Let's be clear, if this road ran through Belfast, it would have been built years ago. The truth is, the North West is still waiting for the same level of investment, the same urgency and the same political will. So today I say to the executive, enough. The time for excuses is over. The department must take responsibility for its repeated failings, and this executive must finally show leadership to deliver the A5 in full, without delay and with urgency. Anything less is a betrayal to the people that we serve.